This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left, folks, they are going to bombard you with bad news. They are going to accuse you of everything under the sun. They're voter suppression, voter fraud, all the things that they're trying.
They don't want us to do mail-in ballots because
and we know what the only reason, the only thing we want is fair elections. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. As a conservative, that's all I want. I don't care whether you're running for school board. I don't care whether you're running for city council. Doesn't matter to me. I want it fair. If there's a contest on who can, you know, let's use American Idol. I don't want to find out later that somebody skewed the vote one way or the other with American Idol. Let the people choose. If it's a people vote, vote once, choose. Winner, congratulations. Don't care. No dog in the fight, as they say. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. That's where you can find out more about us. 5 days a week and sometimes on the weekend, depending on what market you're in. The left wants you to be demoralized. I've talked about this the other day, and I'll talk about it all until the election. They want you demoralized. From Elmer Fudd not being able to carry a shotgun to redefining racism. They want you to wonder if sanity will ever return. Let me explain something, folks. This is not the norm. Sanity has never left. We've always got the comparison between sanity and insanity. And just because the insane think they're running the show doesn't mean that they are. Things have changed. They're going to continue to try to make you feel little, insignificant. Particularly with polling. But let me tell you, while I will tell you, dismiss polling, don't dismiss the nuances that are within the polls. I'll give you an example. It was an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. It posed the question, when it comes to the country these days, do you generally feel that things are in the country, to which 80% of respondents chose out of control, versus 15% who chose under control. And the article goes on to say, the final year of President Trump's first term has been incredibly challenging, calling on him to handle the response of a global coronavirus pandemic as well as national protests following the death of George Floyd in police custody. As such, the poll covers such topics as including approval ratings over Trump's handling of the current crisis and election preferences between Trump and Biden. Most strikingly, the poll indicated that 40% of the voters believe the current state of the economy was poor. 59% were more concerned with the actions of police following Floyd's death than there were the protests that have turned violent, a concern for only 27%. Trump recorded a surprise victory last week when job numbers for May showed a drop rather than a sharp increase as many had predicted. Still, the poll was conducted before the job numbers came out, blah, blah, blah. If you were asked which president you would choose today, 49% for Biden, 42% for Trump. So heavily weighted, this Democrat against Trump prior to the new release of data. And I mean, slanted in every way you can imagine. And they got Biden ahead of Trump by only 7% because they had him ahead 14%. So in another poll. So what I'm telling you guys is when you look at this and they're even, it's funny, they try to write it balanced, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's mostly bad news. It's incredibly challenging, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what's interesting. And I talked about this on another broadcast. 80% of the people said it's out of control. The country's out of control. Now, if you look at that and you say, oh my gosh, 80% of the people think that it's bad and it must be Donald Trump's fault. No, that's not the question. The question is, do you think that we're in the midst of anarchy or do you think that we're doing okay? And most people are going, we're in the midst of anarchy. This is insane. And they would be right. But now the question is, who do they blame? Who do they blame? I'm going to jump to another poll we talked about the other day where 40% of black folks seem to be okay with the president. Now, before I get into that, let me ask you this. If you've got a Twitter feed or Twitter's probably the best indicator, so I don't even want to use Facebook. If you've got a Twitter feed, are you seeing more black folks speaking out for Trump than ever before? Because I'm going to save you the having to answer that. It's rhetorical for you. Because I have a Twitter feed. I've had it for years, since 2009. And I will tell you, the number of new black faces that are speaking out for Trump has increased exponentially. Not geometrically. Exponentially. There are people I've never heard of. They're in my feed. I don't know how they got there. And it's like, man, I'm for Trump. There was the most intelligent black dude. This dude looked like a hood rat. And he gave, I'm not exaggerating this, this dude should be at Wharton. He gave the most intelligent explanation of why he's voting for Trump that I've ever seen. I've seen four or five of these guys that are just, you know, dudes from the street, and they are giving, folks, I'm telling you, don't believe the hype. The daily tracking poll, as I mentioned the other day, black likely voters' approval of President Trump's job is over 40%. You're welcome, because we're helping with that. Yes. So when you look at these polls and they say 80% of the country, say it's out of control. You're right. And you know what they're saying? Democrats are doing it. Sean King, the other day, comes out. He says, yeah, we are voting for the very people who are putting black people in prison. In other words, the cities control the cops. This is not Republicans. I want you to understand, a member of Black Lives Matter is getting woke, as they say. That should be a very scary proposition for these leftists. And it should make you smile. Don't believe the polling the way you think it is. That is done. It's the same thing that happened to them when they were trying to convince us that in May, Donald Trump was going to lose an additional 10 million jobs. And instead, he created 2.5 million. 2.5 million more people went back to work. That is exactly how this polling is going to pan out for the Democrats. Look, we got a ton to talk about today. I'm so glad you're with me. Because you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We prep this show pretty well every day, and I have to tell you, most of the time, we really don't know where to start. There's so much going on. But I think, by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I think we're going to start by talking about policing and stuff like that, and then I've got a heck of a segment that I want to do on some of the crazy things going on. So let's begin with Chicago. There was a beef between the Chicago mayor and an alderman, Lori Lightfoot, and I don't know who the alderman was, but they get into a contest. Then I want to go into some of the policing and some of the other things that are happening in Chicago that are being ignored, and we'll begin there. Because I'm telling you, it is a hodgepodge of chaos out there, and I could discuss any topic that you threw at me easily for an entire show. And the only reason why I don't do that is because it's boring. Even though, believe me, we would keep you riveted. You would come back every single day. But I want to go, you know, item by item by item every single day so you have an idea of all the craziness each and every day. But I could easily take one
element of something, and we could dive deep enough to where you would be riveted. They would be teaching this stuff in history classes 10 years, 100 years from now. They would take this show and say, we're going to teach you all about the craziness that happens when you allow leftists to take over your country. So anyway, let's start with Lori Lightfoot and her alderman going at it over him essentially saying, look, we got to have cops in the streets.
We can't expect our police, and I don't fault them at all, to be able to control this. But I know that we asked our faith base yesterday to stand at the front line between police and looters and rioters. And I am simply not comfortable telling my churches, those people, to be the intermediary in the middle of a riot that's citywide. We need something better. Because right now, we have 370-whatever National Guards on standby. Half our neighborhoods are already obliterated. It's too late. We have to come up with a better plan because once they're done looting and rioting and whatever's going to happen tonight, God help us. What happens when they start going after residents, going into the neighborhoods? Once they start trying to break down people's doors so they think they got something, or, you know, we know that people are here to antagonize and incite, and you've got them all pumped tonight, today, they're not going to go to bed at 8 o'clock. They're going to turn their focus in the neighborhood. I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents other than good faith people stand up? It's not going to be enough.
Thank you, Alderman. Next question.
No, I want an answer. You commented on everybody. I want an answer. It's not something you ignore. This is a question that I have.
I think you're 100% full of
shit,
is what I think. If you think
no offense, you then. Hold on. Who are you to tell me I'm full of shit?
Looks like there's a little trouble in paradise, huh? Maybe Chicago is not quite the utopia as they represent. Maybe Seattle is not quite the utopia that they represent. Maybe Portland isn't quite the utopia that they represent. Yeah, going at it. Anyway, the next thing I want to play is this is an actual police call. And by the way, this alderman is exactly right. What happens when you've allowed this type of lawlessness that says go ahead and loot, you know, Targets and all these various stores? And when you're done with that, it's okay for you to go into neighborhoods. We had a segment where this girl, I think we did this the other day, she essentially is mad because these Middle Easterners who own a store in Chicago, she's mad that they won't let her go loot the Boost Mobile store. So, you know, what do you think these people are going to do? Their mentality is just because you have it doesn't mean you own it. Just because you bought it doesn't mean it's yours. If I want it, you need to give it up. By the way, that is the same mentality of a rapist. That is the same mentality of spousal abusers. That is the same mentality of bullies. What do you think is going to happen if cops are not allowed to do their jobs? Folks, I'm giving you very good information here about the election. You want safety. I don't care how crazy these leftist cities get. What they want is safety. If you ask Matt Gaetz during the congressional testimony, and they had my buddy Dan Bongino in, who's a former cop and a Secret Service guy, and Dan's talking about policing, And Matt Gaetz asks, is there anybody here who wants to defund the police? Nobody raises their hand. Let me tell you, you want to talk about a political hot button? You can talk about border issues. You can talk about trade. You can talk about taxes. Show me a congressman, anybody that claims themselves to be for law and order, who wants to keep their job that says, I don't want the police. Now, I know Ilhan Omar, she says, defund the police. AOC. These are crackpots. These are the people that show you just how far left liberalism can go. But I want to play this clip because it's a short one. And this one will illustrate what happens in cities run by Democrats. And I just want you to imagine if this were your neighborhood. That, my friends, was an actual police call. I don't know if you could hear it. We could play it again for you. But essentially what the guy says is, he's a cop, he's calling, he says, hey, we got a report of gangbangers shooting against gangbangers. What do you want us to do? And he says, leave it. Don't respond. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Look, there is no discussion here. We are on the side of righteousness yet again. How are we here? Forget about the right and the wrong. You should be asking yourself, how can you what is the gap in understanding between somebody that doesn't get that Black Lives Matter, when somebody says that is racist, and anybody saying defund the police is also equally racist, and what they're asking for is chaos and anarchy in the very communities where the police have to go serve. Let me tell you something, what that cop thought is when that, well, good. I don't have to respond? Perfect. Why should I go and put my life at risk and get in the middle of a firefight between gang members when this community doesn't care, when there's no benefit possibly for me except to go kill a black guy and be indicted for it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is holding a briefing. Vice President Mike Pence is expressing sympathy for families who have lost loved ones during the ongoing outbreak.
As we reported today, we have now more than 2,500,000 Americans that have contracted the coronavirus. And sadly, we've lost more than 126,000 of our countrymen to this disease. And I know I speak for the president and for every American when we express our sympathies and our deepest condolences to all the families who have lost loved ones.
The Minneapolis City Council voted 12-0 to advance a plan that disbands the police. The city's police department will be replaced with a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention that takes a holistic, public health-oriented approach to safety. This is USA Radio News. An economic report from the government shows a better-than-expected rise in consumer spending. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
American consumers increasing their spending last month by a record 8.2%, partly erasing record plunges in the previous 2 months of 6.6% in March after a whopping 12.6% decline in consumer spending in April. That's when the viral pandemic started shuttering businesses, forcing millions of layoffs and sending the economy into a recession.
Texas-based American Airlines will remove its cap on flights and start selling to capacity starting July 1st. The airline will notify passengers if a flight is full and give them a chance to switch to a less crowded flight. The program is free through September 30th. The airline had put a cap on its flights to have social distancing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The airline has not announced when they will begin serving alcohol again. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face. The fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders, you know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from, Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking. And so when we think about what the social contract was and who created it, it is that if you follow the rules, if you do the right things, then you will be able to access an equal society. And that has never been true for Black Americans, and particularly for the lowest income, most segregated Black Americans. So you cannot regularly not include them in the social contract, regularly violate the promises that this country makes to Americans, and then at this moment in time say, well, you should abide by the laws and the rules of our country because that's the right thing to do. There's no reason to expect that people who have regularly been left out will comply with this right now.
I keep playing the same clip because I want you to understand what Nicole Hannah-Jones thinks about the Black condition. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. For those of you who missed it, you left us, you brain-dead morons out there that occasionally listen to the program, the previous segment was sarcasm. Yeah, the idea that white people have stopped Black people from doing anything, becoming anything. The number of things that we dominate. You know what we don't dominate, what Black people do not dominate? We do not dominate in critical thinking. Because if we did, we would stop complaining and we would take advantage of the best country in the world. But here's Nicole Hannah-Jones, who says, no, America was founded in 1619, built on the backs of slaves, and we now have a social contract that doesn't allow for Blacks to do anything. We can't be successful in anything. I mean, I want you to understand the level of pessimism you have to have the millions of examples around you of Black people being successful, happy, pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness per the Bill of Rights, and they can't see it. For her, it's dense as fog. Can't see her own hand in front of her face. She says, you're asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, schools, amenities, daily degradation, predatory lenders. So when we loot and when we steal, it's symbolic. For the record, folks, we got a lot to talk about. I'll be talking about this whole Senate hearing. I'm not going to be a one-trick pony, but I do want to teach you something about the craziness of black leftism and leftism in particular, because it is the white enablers that have completely poisoned the minds of people like Nicole Hannah-Jones to the point where they can't even see straight. They can't even make logical sense of any of this. They can't do any kind of critical thinking, because if they did, they would go, wait a minute, how can I be talking about Louis? You would think we were in the time of Jim Crow and black people are getting German Shepherds sicked on them in water cannons every time we leave the house. Of course, cops are trying to kill us, if you listen to LeBron, the minute we leave our homes. But LeBron won't tell you, no, black people are trying to kill you the minute you leave your home and the minute you try to come back to it. He won't tell you that. Predatory lenders, everything this woman talks about, every aspect of the black condition, you want to know who set it up? The very people she votes for. The so-called enablers are really slick. Let me tell you what they do. They're like a submissive in a bondage scenario. The submissive really holds the power. They really do. The guy who thinks he's in control because he's the one saying, do this, do that, it's a submissive. They pretend to be submissive. Oh, you poor black people, we submit to you. You're a oh my gosh, you have all these problems. Let us help you with these problems. May I serve you, master? You know who's really the master? That person. That's the one that's coming to you going, Kevin, you poor thing. Yeah, what? Huh? How can I help? Trust me, their bank account's getting fatter than your bank account when they want to help. They play the submissive role. They're not submissive at all. They are dominating you. They are over the top of you. She's talking about it's a symbolic theft when they go in and take a TV. It's not going to change their lives if they get those Jordans or whatever. It's symbolic. Yeah, it's symbolic. We're getting something back from the man. Who is the freaking man? Who is the institutional racist that you speak of? We our neighborhoods have been devastated. Decades of it. Schools and amenities. Who put you in those schools and amenities? Who? See, when they are forced to answer that question, they know it's themselves. They vote for the very people that put them into those things. Won't even give another person a shot. Oh, I know. Charlemagne the God, he had Joe Biden on. And what did Joe Biden do? He punked him. You ain't black. When I was growing up, if a white dude had said that to you, we would have been going to blows. Luckily, Joe Biden was on Skype. Secret Service would have to pull a black dude off of Joe Biden for saying, you ain't black. How dare you? Yo, decrepit, brain-dead, moron, white boy. Shut up. That's what I would have told him. I would have had zero respect for Joe Biden in that call. I would have said, I would have been deferential to this point. With all due respect, you're a freaking moron. That would have been my word. You don't get my vote. And you certainly ain't getting it with a statement like that. And I hope the 4 million people that listen to my program feel the same way. I'm pretty sure they do, brain-dead Joe. Joey Fingus. Talking about predatory lending. She says, if you follow the rules, you should. She says, we believe that if we follow the rules, black folks, that we would have equal access in society. But that's not for blacks. And then she makes a distinction. I'm talking about the lowest level of blacks. Let me tell you something, Nicole Hannah-Jones. The lowest level of society rarely has equal access to anything. You think people living on the street, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, you think they have equal access to everything? Of course not. If you want to tell me that the average person living life, going out, doing a job, etc., doesn't have access to everything, I'll call you a liar. They may not want it. They may not know how to get it. But let me tell you something. America, you can figure out how to get whatever you want. I told my kids a very simple thing. I said, I'll give you ways that you never have to worry about getting a job. Never. I'll tell you. I'll share it with you. Most of you that know, that listen to the program, you've probably heard me say this. I said, I can guarantee you in a job interview how you get a job. You want to know what it is? You ready? you go in, you do your research on the company, you're prepared, and when you meet with HR, you say, here's what I've learned about your company. You have a problem in this area. If you will give me an opportunity in this area, and I will work for minimum wage for the period of 90 days where you can hire or fire me. If I'm able to solve that problem or show that I'm moving in the direction of getting that problem solved, and I can show you the level of work ethic that I'm going to bring to your organization, will you then consider a salary commensurate with my, you know, with my performance? I said, that'll get you a job. Now, if you're lucky enough to talk to the CEO of the company, and you say this to him, sir, I've studied your company. I see a few areas where I believe I can be of assistance. Here's a couple that I've outlined. If you will put me in any one of these roles, I will absolutely promise you, and by the way, same thing, for whatever money that beyond, you know, at minimum wage or wherever you decide, I will take that job for that position for 90 days. You can evaluate my performance. If I'm performing to the level that you deem appropriate, please keep me on, and I will figure out ways to ultimately solve that problem. If not, we will agree at that time that it's been a great opportunity to have a shot, and I'll move on. I said, I don't know. I know a lot of CEOs. I don't know of one who would not give you a job, who wouldn't say, you know what? I don't know whether we have a problem in that area or not, but I'm going to bring you on, and we're going to figure something out. But see, black kids are taught victimhood and, you know, all this stuff that's going on with George Floyd is all about victimhood. And here's what's funny. While the Senate hearings are going on, we're talking about the highest level of criminality being perpetrated on one of America's most iconic citizens, Donald Trump. And these clowns are talking about police brutality at the black level. You're watching police brutality at the highest level that's completely being overlooked because it's a rich white man. If this were happening to Obama, they'd be tearing apart the Department of Justice. They'd be outraged. We would want to have hearings. Every white leftist on the planet would want to get to the end of it, but they won't hear. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You want to know why Donald Trump's going to win? You want to know why America is going to win? Conservatives are going to win the next election? I'll play a couple of clips for you that will give you some hints. And here's one where Jake Tapper asked about right-wing violence.
Let's talk about the violence that we're seeing from coast to coast. Attorney General Bill Barr is blaming, quote, far-left extremist groups for using Antifa-like tactics for the violence that we're seeing. A top Minnesota official says that investigators are looking into whether white supremacists and far-right groups are involved. The acting Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman, Senator Marco Rubio, says that social media accounts linked to at least three foreign adversaries are stoking violence. As the National Security Advisor, what can you tell us about who is perpetrating and promoting this violence?
Well, first of all, I want to separate the violence from the peaceful protesters. One of the things that makes this country great, as you know, Jake, is the fact that when something horrific happens, like the killing of George Floyd, Americans can go to the street and protest and petition their government for redress. And we want to know why, you know, that officer who had so many complaints against him was allowed to stay on the force, why local prosecutors and the mayor and police commissioner didn't do anything about it, and how this happened. And so peaceful protesters are part of a great American tradition. What we don't want to see are the armed protesters, those committing violence, those who are throwing bricks at Secret Service officers and park police last night in front of the White House, those who have been burning down our cities and attacking the most vulnerable minority communities. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And I think we're going to, you know, the president and the attorney general want to know from Director Wray what the FBI has been doing to track and dismantle and surveil and prosecute Antifa. And if that hasn't been happening, we want to know what the plan is going forward. These Antifa militant radicals who come into our cities and cross state lines, and they're organized and use Molotov cocktails and fireworks and gas to burn down our cities, especially businesses in minority neighborhoods. It's got to be stopped, and we expect law enforcement to get to the bottom of it for sure.
Okay, and what can you tell us about any of the far-right groups that might be trying to use this as a predicate to prompt a race war, as Vice News reported, that they are also part of some of the unrest, some of the violence we're seeing. And then, of course, Senator Rubio saying that foreign adversaries through social media are trying to stoke violence as well.
Well, I have not seen those reports, and I haven't read. I generally don't read Vice, so I haven't seen the reports on far-right groups. This is being driven by Antifa, and they did it in Seattle. They've done it in Portland. They've done it in Berkeley. This is a destructive force of radical. I don't even know if you want to call them leftists, whatever they are. They're militants who are coming in and burning our cities, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Far-right groups. Jay Tapper has to make it sound like there's some far. Who is it? Name me the far-right group that's involved in this. Because we know BLM, Black Lives Matter. We know Antifa. We know Occupy Wall Street. We also know the Tea Party's a far-right group. Are they behind it? No? Oh, you still haven't quite found that Tea Party racist, huh? And do you notice how every time these guys talk about white supremacists, they put them with conservatives? The far-right, white supremacists, you know, that they've painted us in a corner as if that's who we are, knowing that we're not, knowing that they are. You know the rule, folks. The left tells you who they are by what they tell you you are. That's Jake Tapper. Yeah. The other reason why they're going to lose is and this was covered by Jim Jordan, but it has to do with shadow banning. And I could cover shadow banning for quite some time, but we'll develop this a little bit further, because I've mentioned shadow banning for decades. For years. I've met with a group of people, the biggest bloggers, the biggest conservative websites in the country years ago, Tucker Carlson, Floyd Brown, many others, the Daily Caller, Western Journal, etc. And I said, guys, we have no future in social media unless we create our own. And I had created my own, and they didn't listen. But anyway, here's Jim Jordan, representative, talking about shadow banning.
When did they fact check Comey? When did they fact check Clapper? When did they fact check Adam Schiff, all the things he said for the last 3 years? And I know what Twitter did to me and some of my colleagues 2 years ago, Graham. They shadow banned Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. And I think it's interesting. You know, you got 535 members. You count the Senate and the House. 535 members here on Capitol Hill. Only four got shadow banned. They just happened to be the four who were digging into the Trump Russia and all the crazy things the FBI was doing. And it was interesting. Jack Dorsey said that the CEO of Twitter said that, oh, this wasn't intentional. This was just a glitch in our algorithm. And I was asked by someone, I said, glitch in their algorithm? What'd they put in the algorithm? The names Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. I mean, come on, no one buys this. So we got to call them out. We got to do everything we can to correct this. And the president's right to sign the executive order and move forward on this.
So what are we talking about, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? We're talking about the left-wing radical groups, Antifa, that the president has said, we're going to make a terrorist, a domestic terrorist group, which is going to open up a whole new can of worms on them. And then secondarily, he potentially is going to do something to disrupt the social media flow. When I talk to you about doing something, making something happen, this is exactly what we're talking about here. Not just on my show, but in other shows. And what should we be doing? How should we be fighting back? You have a warrior fighting back. Shadow banning. Not wanting to let people's voices get out. Antifa. Not wanting to let voices get out. Resetting narratives. What would Obama be doing right now? He would be stoking this leftist narrative of he'd be out there. Yo, here yet again, we got a black man killed by police. We got to do something about this. Even as a non-president, a guy who's probably going to end up in prison. Oh, I know, Kevin, it's a pipe dream. Maybe it is, but he's going to be under a lot of fire. But he's still out there trying to say the negative stuff about America. Oh, look at what happened. This is so far beyond George Floyd. It's ridiculous. You know what's so funny? It grew bigger than they wanted it to grow because George Floyd is going to be lost in all of this. Why? Because of all of the left-wing radical crap that's going on. And you recognize it, and so do Democrats. So do the people in these cities. You know what these cities, let me say, if you live in a big city, were you planning a big evening out, dinner, anniversary, graduation, something that where you were going to go to a restaurant and celebrate after 8 o'clock, and they go, nope, curfew, shut it down. If you're a business and you're at dinner, and dinner is one of your big deals, right? That's where you make your money. You know what they told you? Forget lockdown. You're shut down again. You're not going to make your money. Stores got to close up at 8 o'clock. The city, a city that goes 24 hours, that has people who rely on what happens in the evening. They go to stores and shop and do things in the evening because they live in a city where it's open. That's why they're there. And you know what? We're going to shut it down again. It's been shut down for 2 months, but we're going to shut it down again. Why? Over nonsense. Because over at Miracle Mile, they're rioting and breaking into stores. So you can't go into yours. You, a person out there working your butt off, just trying to make a living, man. And you know what? Some dude you don't even know, that some incident that you can't really care about, because you know in your heart of hearts it isn't happening, how much investment are you willing to make? Oh, Kevin, there's a lot of rioting. There's a lot of people out there. Let me tell you, count them up, and I will tell you, there are 98% of the people in this country who are going, this is nonsense. They may not realize how they're saying it, how it's coming to their thought processes, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're thinking. This is total nonsense. Why are we doing this? Why are we here? And then there's you. You get more reinforced every day. I talked about a poll the other day where they talked about people and their support of President Trump. Overwhelming. Biggest gap of support between people that say, I'm definitely going to vote for Trump or I'm definitely going to vote for Biden. They said it's the biggest one they've seen. I don't know. I don't believe polling, but they say that gap is bigger than at any point. Like, what was it with Hillary Clinton? I don't know. But I'm just telling you what these people are saying. It's the biggest gap. And there's a reason for that gap. And we've talked about it. They want to make it appear as though you're violent. You're the one disrupting all these things. You're the one that goes to protests and beats people up. And you know what? They're finding out, no, you're not. It's leftists that are doing it. And not only do they just they're not just targeting conservatives. They'll target anybody. They will loot a black business. They will beat up old people, cripple people. They don't care. It's all being documented. And don't think it's going unnoticed. People see it. Jim Jordan talked about, they didn't fact-check Comey or Schiff. They fact-checked four people. Well, we're fact-checking them now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.